WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 37 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by United Way, the Brazos Valley. Give, advocate, volunteer, and live united. Visit them online at facebook.com/UnitedWayBV. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Bryan police are investigating two aggravated robberies from over the weekend. Officer Kelly McKeithen says the Radio Shack near the intersection of Texas and East Villa Maria was robbed at gunpoint Saturday afternoon.
A black male entered the store, demanded money and some merchandise. He was described as being young, approximately 5'10 to 6 foot tall, with an average build. He was wearing a black hoodie, black pants, and white tennis shoes.
She says two employees were not injured, and the man fled on foot with an undisclosed amount of money and property. McKeithen says Sunday afternoon, the Cash America Pawn near the intersection of South Texas and Mary Lake was robbed by a Hispanic male who fired his gun several times, but no customers or employees were injured. Suspect descriptions are online at WTAW.com. The city of College Station is not spending all the money that's collected from the hotel occupancy tax. The city council last night decided at its future strategic retreat to consider how it should be spent. Suggestions from Steve Aldrich included a capital improvements plan.
There's also a ongoing tourism promotion function of this, and I think the real challenge for us is to sit down and say, okay, how do we see this being applied in other places? What's effective? Let's get together, put our heads together, and then say, hey, what's effective for our community? How do we take a proven wheel from somewhere else, put it on our wagon after we true it? Our challenge is our opportunity, and it's a great problem for us to have.
The current surplus is $1.3 million. City staff forecast that to grow to $7 million in 5 years. That doesn't count what will be received when the former Chimney Hill Shopping Center is sold. More than half of the state Senate sent a message to the Public Utility Commission to not change the way electric rates are determined. Senator Charles Schwertner, whose district includes Brazos County, was among those attending yesterday's hearing of the Natural Resources Committee.
The current market we have is called an energy competitive market, and it's when the generators sell to the wholesalers at a competitive rate. And going to a capacity market is essentially subsidizing the generators with a capacity payment, a subsidy. And I'm not for sure that we need to be heading that direction. I think that's an undue burden to our taxpayers and to our ratepayers.
Schwertner also says the PUC should wait until the next legislative session for further direction.
I think that's the message they received today. And yes, I would say that's appropriate route for them to take.
Yesterday's three-hour hearing drew a crowd so large it spilled into an overflow room. The College of Liberal Arts at A&M is in its largest hiring campaign ever. Dean Jose Luis Bermudez told the Eagle they're recruiting 19 new tenured professors and 15 assistant professors. Eventually, the staff will grow from 330 to more than 400. It's an investment of about $3.5 million, and the dean plans to have the additional employees in place by next August. Bermudez says all departments in the college will grow, resulting in lowering the current student-to-teacher ratio of 17 to 1. Meanwhile, a San Antonio newspaper reports the Texas A&M Foundation may have a shot at recovering some of the money it lost to a Ponzi scheme run by Bernie Madoff. A more than $2 billion victim compensation fund operated by the Justice Department began accepting claims last week. The man overseeing that fund told the San Antonio News Express it was specifically designed for victims such as the A&M Foundation, who were among 11,000 indirect investors of Madoff's Ponzi scheme. A&M officials told the News Express the foundation employed a financial manager who invested in a company that in turn gave money to Madoff's securities firm. The foundation, which lost more than $4 million, resulted in their investment manager being fired. If you're planning to reduce sugar, fat, or salt in your Thanksgiving meal this year, now is the time to practice before the company comes. AgriLife Extension nutrition specialist Mickey Belimovich says besides using low-fat alternatives for your favorite ingredients, sometimes you can cut portions of ingredients out.
If you're using like two-thirds a cup of sugar, then you can cut that by a third. And if it calls for half a cup of oil, you can use a third of a cup instead.
Bilimovich says adding vanilla will also help a low-sugar item to taste sweeter, but some recipes, such as cakes and bread, have stricter guidelines because alterations will affect the taste and texture. At WTAW.com, you can find a link to more information about food substitutions. And a new study says the United States is spewing 50% more methane than the estimate from the Environmental Protection Agency. Texas livestock is a contributor. Scientists in the study, published in the proceeds of the National Academy of Science, say that means methane may be a bigger global warming issue than they thought. Methane is 21 times more potent at trapping heat than carbon dioxide, the most abundant global warming gas, although it doesn't stay in the air as long. Much of the extra methane seems to be coming from three states, Texas, Oklahoma, and Kansas. Also, the sources of the methane are the belches, flatulence, and manure of livestock, and leaks from refining and drilling for oil and gas. The study figures that in 2008, the U.S. gave off 49 million tons of methane. WTAW News Time is 6:12. It's 37 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by United Way of the Brazos Valley. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The United Way of the Brazos Valley is a local nonprofit organization that works to impact the Bryan-College Station community through education, financial stability, and health. Hear Texas A&M Associate Athletic Director for Academic Services, Ingrid Woods, tell her story on how United Way makes a difference.
I like a lot of the organizations that they currently fund and help throughout the communities. I like what United Way stands for. My husband and I were foster parents for a year before we legally adopted our daughter. And so through that foster care system, we used a lot of their services, and the services were provided because of United Way.
Like us on Facebook. And tell us your United Way story at facebook.com/UnitedWayBV. And follow us on Twitter at UnitedWayBV. The United Way of the Brazos Valley invites you to join us in making a difference in our community. Give, advocate, volunteer, and live united.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at Dayhill.com.
Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Any rain, drizzle, and mist will end this morning. It's going to be breezy throughout the day. We'll start to see clearing this afternoon, a high of 45. It'll become clear tonight. It'll be cold. Lows overnight, 25 to 30. For tomorrow, sunshine, a little milder, highs 45 to 50. Tomorrow night, turning partly cloudy, 25 to 30. Thanksgiving Day will be partly sunny, and temperatures on Thursday should be around 50 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Four Aggies on their way to Orlando for the Home Depot College Awards football show, which I think is a record. Also, A&M volleyball player is one of the SEC Players of the Week. We've got plenty more in sports, plus the NBA and Monday Night Football all coming up. We'll do it for you about 6:52.
And colder weather. It's pretty un-nice outside right now.
I think I like that. It's un-nice.
And we're weather wusses. We'll be the first to admit that. There's
absolutely.
No doubt. We prefer to be 72. It says the chill factor's 31. I don't know that I believe that. Seems worse than that. North winds at 10, gusting to 22. Now, it says here, under current conditions, and this is the National Weather Service, which is an arm of the federal government, so whatever they say must be true. It says current conditions at least 3 miles east-northeast of Bryan would be light snow.
No!
I don't know anything about that. But it doesn't matter because it's 38 degrees, which means that's above freezing, which means Texas A&M is open today.
Everything is open today.
Your schools are not going to be, even the buses aren't even going to be running late.
Nope.
Everything is fine. It's just going to be rather chilly out there.
That's radio speak for stop calling.
Don't call. Well, no, it's a preemptive strike to don't call. We don't need that. So anyhow, All right, so in Glastonbury, Connecticut, Rob Gursky was at the bank and startled to see that another customer apparently was armed. He could see, in fact, the bulge under the man's shirt. So Rob, being the customer that he was, leans over and says to the teller, "Gun."
A gun at you.
That looks like gun. That doesn't look like gun.
No, it's gun.
No, that's a gun. That's a B.
No. See, that's an N. It's G-U-N. It's gun.
Okay. Okay. Or it could be.
So that. It's a gub.
Yeah. So, to make matters worse, Mr. Gursky then tries to scribble her a note with the word gun on it. But he apparently didn't want to stick around, so he left. Well, the teller hits the robbery alarm. Responding police officers track Mr. Gursky down and the other man. Well, the other man turned out to be a police officer, which is probably okay for him to have a gub. Rob, for his part, arrested and charged with breach of the peace for upsetting the bank staff. Breach of the peace? I mean...
At what point does intelligence come to play on any of this?
It would seem to me he was being a good citizen.
That's what I'm thinking.
It would seem to me that he was telling them something.
Maybe if he'd given them a little more information, like if instead of just saying gun, he said, "I think the guy behind me has a gun."
Yeah, well, that's any breach of the peace, which is that's a pretty good catch-all, isn't it?
I like that.
You could use that for all sorts of stuff.
I know personally, I've breached the peace on more than one occasion.
Yeah.
We got a lot of info.
I mean, putting out bad vibes could be a breach of the peace, I guess. You know.
And whether you drove down the street just
generally misbehaving.
I may have to get a t-shirt that says Peace Breacher.
Yeah. Oh, very nice. Yeah. I breached the peace and I like it.
Yeah.
Good morning meeting. We're going to have a great time today.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
There you go, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It is 6:19, and here we go merrily through the... We don't even have to work all week, do we? We get a chance.
No,
to,
we don't.
We got like Thursday off, which will be...
I'll be off Friday as well.
Oh, are you? Well, listen to you.
I'm playing,
congratulations.
Playing hooky with my kid.
Are you?
Okay. Oh, see, but that's
it's
good.
Supposed to warm up by then.
Yeah,
I'm thinking
right.
A little fishing.
Yeah, you'll see. On what day? On Friday?
Friday, it's supposed to be like 65, 70.
No, it's going to be like 60.
Oh, I saw 65 cents.
Okay. Well, I mean, good luck. I hope it hope it works. If you got you can catch fish in thermal underwear. That'll be cool.
That was horribly insincere.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Yeah. Anyway, so today is Good Grief Day. That's because this was the birthday, had he still been around, of Charles Schulz. So it's
Good Grief.
It's National Cake Day.
Mm.
Whatever kind of cake you want to try, and also the first Thanksgiving. Apparently, on this date in 1798. Fortunately, somebody wrote it down on their iPad. That's how we know that. Okay, for birthdays.
It started and lasted for 3 days, by the way.
Hey, what a party.
Peter Fasili is 40 years old. He's one of those glittery vampires in Twilight.
Okay.
Natasha Bedingfield, who I actually really like, is 32. She did the song Unwritten. Huh? Mikey Tuttle from American Chopper is 35 years old. Kristen Bauer Van Stratten is 47 from True Blood.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole lot of these people that I'm a little like, eh? Garcelle.
It's okay. We don't have to.
Bovis.
I have no idea.
47 years old from NYPD Blue.
Really?
Scott Adist, 48 years old from 30 Rock. John McVie, know who he is. Bass player from Fleetwood Mac, 68. Tina Turner, know who she is.
Yeah.
74. And Rich Little, who I guess I didn't know he was still with us.
Nor did I.
Is 75.
Somebody ought to be. Okay. Sean Kemp, if you got him, basketball player.
He is a basketball player.
And that's enough. That's all we got. It's 621.
Norma G. Tractor. Lower prices, larger cash rebates, zero down, and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. Norma G. Tractor. Check out the new Kubota L3200F, 32-horsepower tractor with 5-foot pasture shredder and a 5-foot box blade, only $12,995. Buy now from Norma G. Tractor. Pay cash and get $2,000 in total rebates, paying $10,995 for your new tractor, shredder, and box blade. Or finance with zero down and zero interest for 5 years and still get a $1,000 rebate. With zero down payment, that's $200 per month. Or 10% down, that's payments of only $153 per month. Why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these, plus a 3-year warranty? Norma G. Tractor, for the largest selection and guaranteed best prices. Trade-ins welcome. Your best deals are at Norma G. Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norma G., Texas. Visit normagtractor.com. Voted best of the Brazos 10 consecutive years. Remember, nobody beats Norma G. Tractor.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
You know, defense costs will increase steadily and far surpass sequester spending caps under the current Pentagon plans, which, by the way, is the one area of spending we need the most, according to a new CBO report. But under both the Pentagon's estimates and the CBO independent assessment, the cost of the Department of Defense plans would rise steadily over time. Now, the price of the planned operations would also significantly exceed the limits on budget authority established by the Budget Control Act and the sequester cap, which first hit the Defense Department in March of this year. And they found a gap of around $60 to $90 billion a year. I don't have a problem spending money on defense. I do have a problem. Is there any area of the law this administration will actually follow? Just a question.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, you've heard me talk about Mosey for years now and how much I love Mosey. Now, if you're in IT, you should learn more about Mosey Enterprise. Now, their customer list is a who's who of American industry, and Mosey can protect data on thousands of laptop servers, whether at corporate headquarters or at remote branch offices. And employees will love it because it now includes backup plus file sync and mobile access. And that means greater productivity. Now, Mosey protects data at over 100,000 organizations, including hospitals, banks, restaurants, hotel chains, pro sports teams, universities, school districts, and many, many more. Whether you run an IT in a large organization or maybe you work from home, don't take chances. Protect all of your computer files. Protect them, keep them safe with the most trusted name in cloud protection. That's Mosey. Contact my friends at Mosey.com right away. That's M-O-Z-Y.com. Or if you're a business, contact your local IT provider to get you set up. Let Mosey help take the hassle out of data protection. Mosey, set it, forget it. It's there when you need it.
Hunters and ranchers, the choice between gas or electric UTV is over. The all-new Ambush by Bad Boy Buggies has made the choice easy. The world's first hybrid UTV is here. Powerful gas engine or the silence of an electric for stealth. 1.9 financing or $1,000 customer cash on all 2013 Ambush models. The Ambush, all bite, no growl. Bad Boy Buggies, only at Action Sports. 202 Holloman Drive East or on the web at ActionSportsTV.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. So business owners, Suddenlink has solutions for you that can help save you money, and now's the time to give them a call. All you need to do is call Chad Cowan at 595-2413 and let him outline a program that will fit, because here's the convenience that you get. First, you save up to 30% versus the phone company, and there's the convenience of one bill, one call, one company, easy to deal with. There's live local customer service, so that if you have any questions or problems, then they can handle that for you. So make the switch to Suddenlink Business right now and see the possibilities, because you'll have radically faster internet connections and that reliable phone service. New customers can get workplace internet and an unlimited business class phone for under $100 a month. Plus, business class phone lines are available for only $29.95 each. But you need to make the call. You want to keep up. You want to be ahead of your competition. And Suddenlink Business can help you do that. So get your phone bill in front of you, have the information, the history, and he'll be able to show you the kind of savings that you can enjoy. Plus, you know exactly what your charge is going to be every month. Call Chad Cowan at 595-2413 and let him provide you and your business the perfect solution with Suddenlink Business Solutions. Give him a call today.
New housing sector report. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Realty Track says the pace of residential property sales picked up last month, and so did median prices. The report says properties sold at an annual pace of $5.65 million in October. That was up 2% from September and up 13% from October of last year. More than 44% of all residential sales last month were cash deals. Institutional investors accounted for nearly 7% of sales. There's a bullish car sales forecast from Kelley Blue Book. It says new vehicle sales this month will likely be up nearly 4% from November of last year. The report says consumers have shown no hesitation about heading to dealerships. A lot of November business is expected to come in these final days as dealers offer Black Friday specials. Toys R Us will start offering discounts at its website right after midnight on Thanksgiving Day. And the stock market futures are slightly lower this hour. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Call now 1-800-535-8815. That's 1-800-535-8815. Again, 1-800-535-8815.
I started going cold turkey. Well, at least when I'm in the car.
I know I shouldn't do it, but it's so hard to stop. That's why I hide it from myself, so I won't be tempted.
I used to do it all the time. I stopped by locking it in my glove compartment.
My friend used to do it way too much. Now I turn it off when we're in the car.
My solution is simple. I just don't do it.
There are lots of ways to stop yourself and others from texting and driving. How will you stop? Tell us at StopTextStopWrecks.org, brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Good morning, our Brazos Valley weather forecast at 627. It's brought to you by Barker's Heating and Cooling. Call them today about their fall promotion up to $2,000 off on select equipment. The number to call is 690-2278. Well, the precipitation pretty well out of here. There's a little bit of maybe light mist or rain, or I don't know, they say there's light snow out there someplace, but since it's 38, it doesn't matter. Not going to stick any place. 46 will be our high temperature today, and the winds will stay up northwest at about 15 to 20 miles an hour. And then tonight, 29 will be our low as we'll clear out. And tomorrow, we'll have sunshine up to 48. We'll still have a freeze tomorrow night at 28 degrees. And then for Thanksgiving, looking for a high of about 55 degrees. And then down near freezing, we probably won't get there on Thursday night. Sunshine and a high temperature of about 60 degrees on Friday, and then Saturday about 64 for our high temperature. Right now the winds are out of the north at 10. They are gusting to 22 miles an hour and 93% relative humidity. So we got a fistlick of 31 out there and an air temperature of 37 degrees.
With just a few little tweaks to your daily routine, you could probably get a lot more done in a lot less time. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-800-489-9306. 1-800-489-9306. That's 1-800-489-9306. 1-800-489-9306.
How productive you are depends in large part on how well you understand and use Parkinson's Law,
which says in part that a project tends to expand with the time allocated for it. So in other words, if you only give yourself one thing to do today or tomorrow, it'll take you all day to do it.
Donald Wetmore, author of The Productivity Handbook.
If you give yourself a dozen things to do, you may not get 12 done, but you get 9 done. Because having a lot to do creates a healthy sense of pressure on us, where we almost automatically become better time managers. And so we encourage people to overplan their day a bit, not a whole lot, to create a healthy sense of pressure on us.
Donald believes if you really want to get things done, you have to plan to get them done each day on paper.
There's something about putting something in writing, making a commitment. It sets a direction. It creates sort of an itinerary. And then the ability to check something off, it sounds like a small thing, and it is, but that there's a wonderful psychological reward of being able to check something off.
And when you make your plans to do things, Donald says, have one central calendar.
The average person uses 13 different ways of keeping track of their time. You know, so they've got a little day book over here, and they've got a little wall calendar over here, and just that simple disorganization tends to create chaos and keeps us from accomplishing what we want to accomplish. So what we recommend is use one system that incorporates everything.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 37 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. What to do with surplus money in College Station's hotel occupancy tax fund was discussed by the City Council last night. Currently at $1.3 million, in 5 years the surplus is projected to grow to $7 million. On top of that will be what is received from the sale of the former Chimney Hill Shopping Center. James Benham received support to ideas that included adding employees to market city attractions and events.
We're a fantastic destination for sports tournaments and many other things. As long as we don't overly burden our city's general fund with O&M expenses, my direction to you would be to explore every possible way to load O&M costs for the facilities we build onto the hot fund, because we don't want to overburden us with sales and property tax uses.
The council will resume discussion during a future strategic retreat. Two armed robberies, both in the middle of the day, took place over the weekend in Bryan. Officer Kelly McKeithen says Sunday afternoon a man escaped with money and possessions after firing several shots inside the Cash America Pawn near the intersection of South Texas and Mary Lake.
It was a Hispanic male that entered the store. He was described as about 25 to 30 years of age, about 5'10 to 6 feet tall, weighing 220 to 250 pounds, wearing dark clothing and a ski mask. He displayed a firearm and discharged the firearm several times inside the store, but no one was injured.
On Saturday, a different man robbed the Radio Shack near the intersection of Texas and East Villa Maria of money and property. He also had a gun but did not fire it, and no one was injured. At WTAW.com, you can read suspect descriptions. The fundraising arm of Texas A&M was among 13,000 victims of the Bernie Madoff Ponzi scheme scandal, which took more than $17 billion worldwide. A&M Foundation officials told the San Antonio News Express they lost more than $4 million when a financial manager invested in a company that in turn gave money to Madoff Securities firm. The investment manager was fired after the discovery. The foundation now has a shot at a piece of a more than $2 billion victim fund administered by the Justice Department. The special master overseeing that fund told the News Express it was specifically designed to help 11,000 indirect investors, including the A&M Foundation. Another 2,500 who directly gave money to Madoff were eligible to receive claims in a bankruptcy case. The current student-to-teacher ratio at the A&M College of Liberal Arts is 17 to 1. It will go down next August as a result of hiring 34 more professors. It's the largest hiring campaign in the program's history. Dean Jose Luis Bermudez told the Eagle it will take $3.5 million to hire 19 new tenured and 15 assistant professors. Employment at the college, now at 330, is projected to exceed 400. A proposed change in how the state of Texas sets electricity rates has run into a legislative roadblock. Last month, two of the three members of the Public Utility Commission endorsed changing from a competitive market to a capacity market, which would increase prices. Yesterday, the PUC majority was taken to the woodshed by the Senate Natural Resources Committee. Among those watching the three-hour hearing was Senator Charles Schwertner, whose district includes Brazos County.
It's a philosophical difference and a significant policy change. And I believe that should come from the legislature, not from the PUC commissioners.
Schwertner believes the commissioners got the message from the lawmakers.
There were 14 senators, I believe, that attended that hearing out of 31 senators total. And there's a large amount of discussion about the direction and the speed of that direction that the PUC is taking. And I think they need to slow down and quit getting the cart before the horse.
Committee Chairman Troy Frazier of Horseshoe Bay said the PUC is overstepping its authority and, like Schwertner, says the current market structure is working just fine. Southwest of Fort Worth is one of the country's largest distributors of mistletoe, at least under normal circumstances. But Robert Tiemann of Tiemann's Mistletoe and Pretty says the ongoing drought means another year of having to kiss off the holiday tradition.
There won't be anything shipped out of Texas as far as I know. If we don't get in another big serious drought, we should have enough mistletoe to be back in business again.
Mistletoe is a parasite which feeds on oak tree branches, so it takes a long time for it to take root and grow. And if you're wanting to make your Thanksgiving more healthy this year, there are many small changes you can make that add up. AgriLife Extension nutrition specialist Mickey Belimovich says, for one thing, enjoy vegetables such as broccoli, leafy greens, and squash.
Half of your plate, it's like the vegetables and the fruit, and then take the other half and divide it in half. And in one section would be a starchy vegetable or whole grain bread. And then the other fourth would be meat.
She says you can also make reductions. For example, instead of using 2/3 cup of sugar for a recipe, use 1/3. And for half a cup of oil, use 1/3 instead. You can find a link to more information about food proportions and substitutions at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 6:37. It's 37 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Black Friday, it's the biggest shopping day of the year. Don't treat it like any other shopping day. Let the Bryan College Station Eagle help. The Thanksgiving edition of the Eagle will be in BCS stores at 8 p.m. on Wednesday, November 27th. Full of money-saving coupons and Black Friday specials. From flat-screen TVs to jewelry and sporting goods. The best deals in BCS and your Black Friday shopping plan is in the Bryan College Station Eagle for only $2. Remember, the Thanksgiving edition of the Eagle is in stores at 8 p.m. on Wednesday, November 27th. On Saturday, December 7th, the second annual Brazos Valley Bowl takes place at Merrill Green Stadium. General admission tickets are available now for only $5. Free admission with a student ID or anyone 18 and under. Navarro takes on Hines Community College in the second annual Brazos Valley Bowl. Bring the family, bring some friends, enjoy the football, and support another great event in Bryan College Station. For more information, visit BrazosValleyBowl.com. That's BrazosValleyBowl.com.
Make it a merry holiday with wine from Messinahoff Winery and Resort. Messinahoff wine will enchant you. Its decadence louder than the ringing in of New Year's in Times Square. Gather holiday gifts. Share a meal in the Vintage House restaurant. Relax with wine on tap in the wine bar. The top all-around Texas winery is your top all-around holiday solution. Visit Messinahoff.com today. Holidays in Messinahoff. What a great combination. Come celebrate life with us.
Are you suffering with slow dial-up internet, or do you live outside the reach of DSL and cable internet? Great news! Starfire Satellite has your affordable high-speed solution. It's high-speed internet by satellite, and it's available where you live today. It doesn't use your phone line, so there are no missed calls or busy signals. Now you can download large files in minutes, not hours, and surf faster than you ever imagined. Prices start at $49.99, and your professional standard installation is free. It's a limited-time offer, so call Starfire at 776-2215. That's 776-2215.
866-2215 today.
Ed here from Starfire Satellite, your Dish Network authorized retailer, with an important message. For the most watched channels in America, you'll pay less with Dish Network, with prices starting at $19.99 a month for the first year. Plus, get HBO, Cinemax, and Stars free for 3 months. So for the best possible deal, call the satellite professionals at Starfire. The number is 776-2215. That's 776-2215. Watch more TV, pay less. Call Starfire today at 776-2215 for all the details.
Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualifications and more information.
Aggie fans, the track and field season is right around the corner. The first meet, December the 7th. Texas A&M Track and Field, season opening meet, the Reveille Invitational, December the 7th. Come out and support our nationally ranked Aggies. Season and individual tickets are available now to purchase at AggieAthletics.com or call this number, 1-888-99-AGGIE, 1-888-99-AGGIE. You don't want to miss a phenomenal season, the Reveille Invitational on December 7th.
Let's do some weather, shall we? It's 641, the Brazos Valley Weather Forecast. It's brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for 28 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net for more information.
Some rain and drizzle this morning. It ends. It'll be breezy. Highs near 45. We'll start to break into a little bit of sunshine this afternoon. It'll become clear tonight. Lows will be 25 to 30. Sunshine for tomorrow with highs between 45 and 50. Tomorrow night, turning partly cloudy. Still pretty chilly, 25 to 30. Thanksgiving Day should be partly sunny. And temperatures on Thursday will be up around 50. It'll be a little bit milder by Friday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
How about your finalists, your nominees for the Davey O'Brien?
Well, I'll tell you who that is, plus several other finalists that are Aggies that are making their way to Orlando, Florida. A&M basketball gets cranking again tonight, and Monday Night Football last night as well. All that was sports. We'll do that for you coming up in about 10 minutes.
Well, a stunning and dangerous situation yesterday.
Stunning and dangerous? Yes. I love stunning and dangerous.
Well, Barack Obama was actually interrupted by someone. Who would stoop so low as to interrupt Barack Obama, our great leader, when he is once again explaining to us how much more brilliant he is than the rest of us? But it happened in all places. San Francisco. Who'd have thunk that, you know? I mean, really.
Most importantly, we will live up to our character.
That is amazing that he can continue to read while interrupted.
Apparently he went off prompter a little, though.
Well, yeah, but right there, he is still able to read words printed in front of him and on the Obama prompter while that person is yelling in the background. Yeah.
That's exactly what we're talking about. Yeah.
Every single day.
That's why we're here.
Please use your executive order to halt deportations for all 11.5 undocumented immigrants in this country right now.
We agree
that we need to pass comprehensive immigration reform.
Stop
deportation.
I can't believe you let him talk this long.
I know.
That's why we're here.
Well, once again, the security guys must have been back there, you know, lighting up because. You know, where were they? I mean, it's like as fast as the presidential seal fell down. You know, they came running out for that.
True.
When the prompter thing fell over. But yeah.
Okay.
That's it. Yeah, let's all yell.
Thank you. All right.
Rhubarb.
What I'd like to do.
And he starts yelling, you know, stop. And at that point, he should have stopped. He should have been removed at that point. But what's really interesting is this is one of the people who was standing, you know, behind the president.
Oh, really?
Yeah, this is one
I hadn't
the,
seen the video yet.
This is one of the photo op things is he's talking Ooh. To him. He's had to turn over, you know, behind him and look at him.
Somebody,
and,
the person in charge of vetting?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
I would say is unemployed, but the person that set up Obamacare isn't, so no, they won't fire him. No.
He doesn't sound like he's actually complaining. If you listen to what he's saying, he's just saying, I need your help, do an executive order and... don't let them deport any of the undocumented immigrants. Like right. He's not saying like you're crazy, Mr. President.
No. He said we agree that we need to pass some sort of, you know. Anyway, but the other thing is, you know, when the president turned to talk to him, We saw his bald spot, so I'm just saying.
He had a bald spot?
He got a little glisten going on.
Right? I didn't know that.
I resemble that remark. Yeah,
most importantly, we will live up to our character as a nation.
Yeah.
That's exactly what we're talking.
There's got a little spot back there.
Now,
it's not big, but it's a little bit.
The thing that it's funny is he keeps harping on this needs to change.
Yeah.
His administration has deported more than any other administration.
Yeah, absolutely. He has. They have been very, very active when it comes to that. Another lousy poll comes out for the president.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. CNN, I don't know who ORC International is, but anyway, their survey shows 53% of U.S. Americans now believe the president is not honest and trustworthy.
Don't.
Whoa.
Don't.
Whoa. Now, you know, there are a lot of people who didn't like 43, but I don't think in the honest and trustworthy department he fell. I mean, you'd have to go back to old Ski Nose, wouldn't you? Mr. Nixon.
Is that Nixon? Yeah, okay, yeah. I knew who you were talking about.
Well, see, you knew who I was talking about, didn't you? Yeah.
Old Ski Nose,
anyway,
I like that.
But they say he is not honest and trustworthy. The first time that a clear majority has felt that way in CNN polling. Oh, my God. What does that say about CNN? Is their audience changing, or those people finally waking up? Yeah, who knows?
Interesting. That would be an interesting study.
It would. We'll see how that works out. And looking ahead to next November's midterm elections, Politico has an interesting piece on what some Democrat strategists have been worried about for some time, and that is a lot of the veteran House and Senate Democrats might be in denial about just how serious the Obama mess actually is. Yeah, you know, if you're inside the Beltway and you're not worried about what's going on in your congressional district in, you know, name whatever flyover state you want, then you're not listening. I mean, I can't imagine. Have we heard any state where people are blissfully happy about this? Because I don't think we have. And so if there are people out there who don't get it right now, they really are not paying attention.
Possibly those that are in a state of intoxication.
Well, it could well
may
be.
May like that.
Yeah, certainly denial and intoxication could go along. We can try to hide our heads in the sand and pretend that it's not a problem, but it is, says this director from the Democrat Party. And a pollster for the Democrats, his name is Paul Maslin, added, as worried as the Republicans were a month ago about the government shutdown, we're worried now. We knew in spring of 2010 that we had problems. We'll know by spring of 2014 which party is in worse shape.
Oh, it'll be interesting because we talked about the fact that, you know, the Republican Party needed to be younger.
Yes, yep.
And appeal to maybe a different demographic than the grumpy old white guys.
Uh-huh.
And now all of a sudden people are going, well, maybe not. Yeah, maybe we can hang our hat on just this one thing.
Well, and again, and that's fine. If the Democrats want to take a weapon and point it to their head, you know, stop or I'll shoot. Okay, go ahead. You know, if you want to take Obamacare and let it happen, then that's fine. And again, that's as we've talked about before. If you just let it happen, you'll see what it is, warts and all. Maybe it'll work. Did I say that?
Out loud, too.
Wenham National Bank decided our customers deserve something better than free checking. We added rewards to our free checking, and we let you pick the reward. Get a great rate of interest or free iTunes downloads, free bill pay, internet banking, e-statement, and free transactions at any ATM are also included. Before you sign up for an account that's just free, check out BNB's reward checking accounts. Ask us for the details. Wenham National Bank. We make banking fun. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results. Since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Probably 90% of the pruning that we see done to plants in Texas either was done improperly or it wasn't needed in the first place. Some gardeners appear to be clueless. So let's approach it from the opposite side. Let's point out some of the worst pruning from recent years. Listen to what I have to say and see how many of them you recognize. I'll be back with details right after this message. It's going to be the most comprehensive book I've ever written, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. This completely new book will combine the best of my boot books, all of my detailed plant posters, and my annual Texas gardening calendars into one concise reference. And we're going to print it where a book called Lone Star Gardening ought to be printed, right here in Texas. The special pre-order price of just $24.95 will be the lowest price we will ever offer. Or we have a better deal for you. Save half on a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine when you buy it with the new book. Total price, just $36.90. It's been 22 years since I published my last book on Texas gardening. A lot has changed. I think this will become the new go-to reference book on everything related to landscaping and gardening in the Lone Star State. The book will be released on or before March 1. It'll be available only from my office and from my website, neilsperry.com, not in stores. Call 1-800-752-GROW or go to neilsperry.com. So we're talking about the worst pruning decisions of recent history, and we're going to start with topping crepe myrtles. You're going to see this winter the year's onslaught of this terrible practice. It usually sets in just after the holidays. Professionals call it crepe murder, as they shrug in disbelief as to why any gardener would ever want to do that to such a great plant. Some will argue that it makes their plants flower better, but the truth is it delays flowering by 4 to 8 weeks, and it results in fewer total flowers in the process. It does not help the flower count. Research actually shows that any pruning at all done to the tops of crepe myrtles at any season is harmful. That even includes removing seed heads in the summer, a practice many of us used to assume was important. Remove extra trunks and damaged branches as you need to, but never leave stubs. Don't top crepe myrtles. How about peeling bark off trunks when large limbs are removed? If you've ever cut a 2x4 on a sawhorse, this is the same basic concept. Unless you're careful, the wood will break before you complete the cut, just from the weight of the wood. You can hold a 2x4 to prevent the splitting, but what do you do if you're cutting a large and awkward limb? Follow the 3-step approach to pruning. Begin by making an undercut about 1/3 of the way into the bottom of the branch, somewhere between 10 and 15 inches out from the trunk. Second, move a few inches farther out on the branch and cut completely through from the top down. The weight of the branch will pull the bark back, but only as far as that undercut. Your third and final step will be to remove the stub virtually flush with the trunk. How about leaving stubs when limbs are removed? Identify the branch collar when you cut a large branch. It'll be the swollen area of the branch where it attaches to the main trunk. It will be somewhat like the delta of a river, and you want to leave 1/4 inch of that collar when you remove the branch. That will minimize the size of the wound, and it will let the cut surface heal more quickly. How about unnatural forms in shrub plantings? It's difficult to have a natural-looking landscape when your shrubs are cropped into long, boring rows of square plants. Instead, you need to choose plants whose forms and sizes will fit the surroundings you have for them, and then allow them to grow without constant shaping. You'll save time, and you'll save frustration, and you'll have more handsome gardens in the process. So, also, the final thing we ought to mention is don't use pruning as a means of controlling plant height or plant width. I guess that's obvious. Getting the most from your nursery experience at our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Oh, wait, is that, is that me? Is that me? Sorry. I was down the hall.
It's okay.
My short little legs. I couldn't get here fast enough.
Well, you were distributing yummies from our friends.
Yes, I was. That's true. We'll be talking about a little bit later. Go ahead.
Here we go. It's time to look at your sports. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:53. Four Texas A&M football players earned trips to the ESPN Home Depot College Football Awards after being named a finalist. Making the trip to Orlando, and from the ESPN announcement show yesterday.
How about your finalists, your nominees for the Davey O'Brien that goes to the nation's best quarterback? Tough to argue these three, isn't it?
It is, Dario. When you look at Johnny Manziel trying to come back and win again, doing the things a quarterback does, A.J. McCarron, you look at all the things that he's able to do as well.
And famous Jameis is also on that list. Adding to the Aggies making the trip, wide receiver Mike Evans, a finalist for the Biletnikoff Award for the best wide receiver. Offensive tackle Jake Matthews in the running for the Outland Trophy for the best big boy up front. And punter Drew Kayser for the Ray Guy Award. The 23rd Annual Football Awards will air on ESPN Thursday, December the 12th. A&M senior libero, Heather Reynolds has been named the SEC Defensive Player of the Week for volleyball, and it may have stemmed from some defensive changes that Coach Corbelli made about a week ago or about a month ago.
A middle back now is our libero so that we could get a little more consistency in that position, that libero stays in the entire match.
And it is the first such accolade for the Wharton, Texas native who tallied 53 digs in only two matches for the Aggies. Courtney Walker was one of 50 players and just one of five sophomores named to the Naismith Trophy early season watch list by the Atlanta Tip-Off Club. Walker was a preseason first team All-SEC selection by the league's coaches and was an All-SEC tournament team selection a year ago. She's averaging 12.3 points per game this season, with her best effort coming in the last game so far, and that was a 19-point outing against Houston. And since we're talking A&M basketball, the men's team is back in action tonight. They'll put their perfect 5-0 record on the line against Arkansas Pine Bluff at 7 inside arena with all the action live here on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Kaepernick turns, play fakes, booting to his right, and throws to Vernon Davis for the 49er touchdown.
Kaepernick outplayed RG3 as San Francisco 49ers beat Washington 27-6. Kaepernick threw for 235 yards, three touchdowns, and no INTs. Griffin only had 127 passing, no TDs, and one INT. Antoine Bolden had five receptions for 94 yards and a touchdown, and now the Niners finally improved to 7-4. Arizona, and they're tied with Arizona for the final NFC wildcard berth. Here's RG3 after the game.
It's frustrating. I think we're all frustrated. You know, everybody's tired of losing. You know, us fans, media, everybody. You know, if one thing to take away is one thing that we're not. We're not quitters.
Up and over to the floor on the NBA.
Corey Joseph into the front court. The San Antonio Spurs hold the New Orleans Pelicans to 38% shooting from the field. They shoot 54%, seven players in double figures. The Spurs have won 11 straight and improved their record to 13-1.
Manu Ginobili had 16 points to lead the Spurs to a 112-93 walkaway win over the New Orleans Pelicans. Ty Lawson had 19 points after a quiet start, and the Nuggets end up beating the Dallas Mavericks 110-96.
To Parsons in the corner for three, buries it.
Parsons had 17 points as the Rockets overcame a double-digit deficit to beat the Memphis Grizzlies 93-86. And finally, 10 former NHL players are claiming in a class-action lawsuit that the league hasn't done enough to protect players from, you guessed it, concussions. The lawsuit seeks damages to be determined at a trial and was filed just 3 months after the NFL agreed to pay $765 million to settle lawsuits from thousands of former players who developed dementia or other concussion-related health problems. The players are also seeking court-approved medical monitoring for their brain trauma and or injuries, which they blame on their NHL careers. And that's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Rachel Roller with Fox 28 News Brazos Valley. If you're still watching your news at 10, you're staying up for old news. On Fox 28 News Brazos Valley, I cover all the day's stories, updates to ongoing stories, and we bring you sports and weather all an hour earlier than the competition. Fox 28 News Brazos Valley weeknights at 9. We're first, we're fast, we're Fox. Fox 28 News Brazos Valley with Rachel Roller, weeknights at 9 on Fox 28, Suddenlink Cable Channel 7 and 705.
Want to make a splash in your own backyard? Get a new in-ground swimming pool from The Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's been building pools in the Brazos Valley for over 20 years. And since The Pool Guy's a 1993 Texas A&M graduate with his degree in environmental design, you'll get a perfectly designed swimming pool that's spot on with your concept and your budget. Call The Pool Guy and make a splash in your backyard. The Pool Guy. Call 575-6200. 575-6200. The Pool Guy. The right interior landscaping can make for a more productive place to work. Lots of healthy green plants not only improve your employees' disposition, but also filter toxins and impurities from the air. That's why many businesses in our area use Green Teams for their interior landscaping. Green Teams also has short-term plant rentals for events like weddings and conferences. Call Kathy Martine with Green Teams, 823-7551. Green Teams.
Aggie fans, the track and field season is right around the corner. The first meet, December the 7th. Texas A&M Track and Field, season opening meet, the Reveille Invitational, December the 7th. Come out and support our nationally ranked Aggies. Season and individual tickets are available now to purchase at AggieAthletics.com or call this number, 1-888-99-AGGIE, 1-888-99-AGGIE. You don't want to miss a phenomenal season, the Reveille Invitational on December 7th.
Dixie Tire Company in downtown.